Now, Christmas is known for a time of families. And if your loved ones are thousands of miles away at Christmas, it can be quite tough. Anyway, the wives and girlfriends and children of more than 100 Shropshire-based soldiers will be spending Christmas without their loved ones this year. The 1st Battalion Royal Irish Regiment, based at Turnhill near Market Drayton, are currently on a six-month combat tour of Afghanistan. BBC Shropshire's Dan Box visited Diane Weir, whose husband, Lieutenant Colonel Colin Weir, commands the battalion, to find out just how important Christmas presents are, both to the soldiers on the front line and to those they leave behind.
When I knock on Diane Weir's door, I can hear her behind it with her son, Edward, and she's saying, "Who's that at the door?" And he's saying, "Daddy." And I feel awful, because I'm not Daddy.
Hello. Hello, Edward.
Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see where James and Henry are. Henry's here, come in.
You know, the boys are really keen to write to Daddy and to draw pictures for Daddy. And I write one most days. I even if it's just a few lines, because they say any post is good post. These are ones we've got had from Colin. These are just a few. I've got more upstairs in my bedroom. There's one he wrote to the boys, which is really funny. James, do you want to read that one?
Dear boys, I have a problem and it is a mouse. I was lying in my camp...
Henry, at the start, missed Daddy desperately. We would get to school and he'd be fine, he would be holding my hand, and then as the bell would ring, he would just start to cry and say he missed his daddy. And that's very difficult. Very difficult, because I didn't want him to see me stand, burst out cry too. So he was whisked into the classroom extra quick.
It had gnawed a hole in one of the packets of chocolate. I was too tired to do much about it that night, but the next day I got one of my mouse traps and put a fruit.
Jamesy, will we go in and do the Christmas parcel for Daddy?
Okay.
Edward, are you coming too? We'll go and get the parcel for Daddy.
Daddy.
Yes. It's a brilliant system. You pack a parcel, and as long as it's less than 2 kilograms, they will take it free. Henry and I learnt to our peril on Monday that if you don't weigh your parcel, and just because you think it's less than 2 kilograms, it doesn't mean it is. Henry, what happened? We went to the post office, and the lady said, "It's too heavy."
That must have been a disappointment.
It was more frustrating for Henry. Henry was very disappointed in the post office. And then I felt awful that I hadn't weighed it before we left the house. And I thought it was all right, and it wasn't.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be no heavier than that. Right, this box first. Look, are you going to lift it on?
Okay.
Ready? Is it right?
Yes.
Oh,
see?
Yes, the lady in the post office can't tell us it's too heavy. Sure she can't?
No.
I think the parcels for him, especially photographs, I know in his voice, are a huge morale booster. Obviously, he wants to hear everything that we've been up to, especially the boys. And mundane things, well, what we think are mundane things, he's really interested in. I suppose it's his little bit of this world when he's in that one.
This morning, the biscuits were gone. I think he thinks I'm very generous. I hope he doesn't tell his friends and all come looking for food.
What's it say at the end?
I love you all very much and miss you. Keep being brave for Mummy. Love, Dad.
Yay.
Oh, that's so lovely, isn't it? Absolutely fabulous. BBC Shropshire's In Your Arms series is following the soldiers and the families of 1st Battalion, the Royal Irish, over the course of their tour of duty. And on our website, you can read about their daddy, Lieutenant Colonel Colin Weir's regular diary about life in Afghanistan. And that's at bbc.co.uk/Shropshire.